With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
3 days from now, training camp's going to be underway in Richmond. We'll have you covered on site in Richmond with our reporters. What's the big question you need answered during training camp? And if you want to take this the Cousins route, you can. He came on our show. He answered all the questions we had. There's nothing that can be asked of him now by the reporters at his first press conference this week that we haven't already grilled him on. So that is in the rearview mirror. Maybe you want to look at the relationship developing between he and Jay Gruden. Maybe you want to look at the play calling from some of their practices or how often they're doing certain drills and things differently now compared to when Sean McVay was there. If the offense and the passing game is still inside out as opposed to outside in, which Jay Gruden preferred when he was in Cincinnati. Different personnel, less dynamic tight end position, obviously, and a better wide receiver in A.J. Green than is on this roster. But maybe those are some of the things you want to take a peek at. It doesn't have to have anything to do with Cousins, the offense. You could go wherever you'd like. But there are dozens of great storylines. There are a slew and a plethora of questions about this team that we're fascinated by. So let's open up the phones. Hopefully this will be a fun conversation. You guys steer and set the agenda here. We'll bounce around all the different topics. You give us the question you want answered in camp. And this isn't something that can't be answered until October.
Right.
This isn't something we'll find out at midseason. This is stuff, by the time they play their first preseason game, or even their second, at the end of training camp, that we'll know, blank, got answered, and here's how. What is your question? 800-636-1067.
Here's mine. Can Josh Doctson play? Now, obviously, some of this will be determined in games, et cetera, but so far we've got OTAs where he's been healthy. Congratulations on that. It's baby steps out the door, baby steps up the stairs, baby steps to the car. We are not to a place where I can count on the guy yet. We've done this dance before with the big receiver that gets hurt all the time that maybe has something chronic. I hope it's not. Can he do it? Can he do it? Because the Redskins put a huge, 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 huge bet down by moving on from 2 1,000-yard receivers. They moved on from Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson, two guys that you probably would have had, not even probably, you would have had to overpay and deal with the downsides of their career if you were going to keep them. I understand the move. You drafted someone in round one for that contingency the previous year. If you're wrong, you let 2,000-yard receivers go and you wasted a first-round draft pick. Can Josh Doctson do it? I will read every word. I will click on every highlight from CSN, from Redskins.com. I will listen to every report. That, to me, is the biggest question now that Kirk Cousins has been settled, so to speak, last week.
I have so many to choose from. I mean, I started jotting down my questions yesterday when I was prepping, and I got to 11 or 12 before I even decided what I was going to go with. But I will go with the first one I wrote down, which is, who's your best running back? I've heard a lot about the offseason that Rob Kelly had. I know that Samaje Perine in the red zone was an animal at Oklahoma. I saw it. I watched it with my own eyes. I think he had 49 rushing touchdowns, including a 21 rushing touchdown season at one point collegiately.
Pretty good.
He is a standout down near the goal line. So I know what his role is going to be as a floor on this offense, on this team this year. Can he be better than Rob Kelly? Has Kelly improved? I think most people know where I am on Rob Kelly. I think he is a decent player and a guy in an NFL offense. I think you could do plenty worse than him. He makes the first guy miss, which is key in the backfield. He'll pick up two or three when it's designed to get you two or three. He is not by any means the focal point of an elite running game. He's never going to be a 1,750-yard back as an example. That's not really what he is, short of having some kind of scheme that a lot of guys could do that in. See Alfred Morris in the zone read. The year that Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan were drawing up a wacky offense in 2012. But I want to know if Perine pushes Kelly. I want to know if Kelly's gotten better. The reason I care about this is that everyone wants to talk about the defense needing to improve, and that is correct. It does, or else this team has no shot. But if you want to take some pressure off of the defense, keep the football longer by sustaining a ground game. If you want to take some pressure off of Kirk Cousins, Now, if he's not a top five quarterback, which I think most of us agree that's not what he is at this point, he's good. He's not elite.
He's not good enough to carry a regardless.
No, you don't want him to go try to get you a 13-3 record on his shoulders. That's not going to happen. Take pressure off of him and on the aforementioned Doxson and on Pryor and on Reed, who gets hurt all the time, and on this passing game, which has been up wrestling the last couple seasons, and be more balanced. Good offenses are more balanced than Washington's. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be throw first. It doesn't mean you can't throw more than you run. I would do both of those things. But you have to have balance. You got to be able to get three on third and three. When you go third and one, how many times last year did they have a pushing contest and not move the chains?
We all know it, man.
Or would they come out and throw it and not get a first down and everyone said, why didn't you run it? Well, because they can't run the ball when everyone knows they're running it. Some of that is on the running backs. So I want to see the snaps. I want to see how many Kelly gets as opposed to Pirine. I want to see how much Pirine pushes him right away. And most importantly, maybe it's a bigger Pirine point than a Kelly point. I just want to see the kid. I think that he has a chance to be pretty good. And it's always easy when you draft a mid-round running back to fall in love with that guy from the potential. But I actually think there's size. He falls forward. He runs hard. He's got body lean. He checks a lot of boxes that I care about. So my biggest storyline is the backfield, the running back competition, and Kelly versus Pirine to get touches on first and second down.
Mine's Doxson. They put a bet down. The front office did. It's, by the way, it's a good, smart organizational bet. You draft a guy in the first round. You had two dependable veterans. You move on from those guys. You better be right. The kid better be able to do it.
What does it say that neither of us mentioned defense, which is more important and a lot more probably up in the air and unknown than the offense?
That's a good question. That is a fair question. Because I have more defensive questions than I do offensive questions.
But the thing you care the most about, like me, is on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, my biggest one is Doxson.
I think we're conditioned that way as Redskins fans the last couple of years because you scored 30 or you lost.
Yeah.
So we're almost now practice making us think if they don't score, they can't win. Dan's in Fairfax. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Dan, what's up?
Hey, great to talk to you guys again.
Hey, buddy.
You too.
I need to know, how good is Nate Sudfeld? I know you guys don't really care for him, but I think he has a lot of potential. He's 6'7", so he can see over the line really well. And this is for the future of the Redskins because we don't know what's going to happen with Cousins next year. And I want to see if he is going to be a good quarterback. I saw him in one preseason game where he wasn't doing very well and he was throwing incompletions. And then he threw a perfect pass in the end zone to Kendall Thompson, and Thompson made a one-handed grab. And I want to know, where is Kendall Thompson right now?
Thanks, buddy. So as far as that game, it was the Tampa Bay game, the fourth preseason game last year.
Okay.
Where I think he played the entire game, if memory serves.
He played a lot.
Now, it rained a lot in that game, which didn't help him, but he was terrible in that game. I mean, he just was. It looked like a guy that needed a lot of work, who's a project. I talked to a couple people recently, one of which is a buddy of mine who follows Indiana because he went there, and he's like, yeah, I didn't think he was good for us, really, in college. I thought he was okay. I didn't think he was an NFL player. It's funny when I hear the Redskins talking about him. That's one of the things you hear a lot of. I don't necessarily care what he was in college. He gets time to work with NFL coaches. You can improve. Do you have the starter kit? That's really the question. He's got plenty of arm strength. I've watched him from field level throwing the ball around. He is one of the strongest arms I can remember. I mean, I was around Jeff George years and years ago. Kind of reminds me of that, to be completely honest. The dude's got a cannon.
Zip.
He can put spin and a tight spiral on the football close, and he can throw a great deep ball in terms of length. Now, I haven't seen him do much else. I'm not a big fan of Sudfeld's. I never really have been. But it would be neat to get a question to that and answer that question and to get some more info on a question everyone has, which is, has this guy improved any? He's had a year to work in this system now.
Because he's drafted as a project.
Yeah,
right?
A sixth-round pick you didn't have that high an expectation for. Christian's in Chantilly. What's up?
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
My question is, I'm a big Virginia Tech fan. I went to Virginia Tech, and I know Torian Gray is now a secondary coach at Tech under he was there under Frank Beamer. And I want to know how Kendall Fuller is going to do in the slot receiver position. And I also want to know how D-Hall is going to do as a safety. I hope those guys really really ball out this year, and I'm really rooting for them.
Thanks, Christian. I actually think that's a great question. Torian Gray was a good secondary coach at Florida working with DBs and has the track record, as you mentioned, with Virginia Tech. Fuller needs to be better. I am not giving up on him at all. I have still a thought that he's going to be a good NFL player. I think he was miscast last year And I'm curious to see him on the inside getting a little bit of running work there.
Yeah, that slot position needs to be better. That nickel corner has to be better than it was. It just
does. I'd move Breland inside, to be honest with you.
Would you?
Yeah, I would play Bree on the inside, who's physical with some length. I would kick Fuller outside and let him do that because he got torched when he was in the slot last year.
Yeah, the Minnesota game.
I mean, that was an embarrassment. Stephon Diggs just stole his lunch.
27 catches.
It almost looked like I was covering him. I mean, it, literally that much of a mismatch. I think Fuller would be better on the outside than on the inside. And if we move Breland inside, it would help everybody. But I think Fuller will be better. You got Fabian Moreau. When he gets healthy, he's got a shot to be a good player for them. Would have been an easy first-round pick if he didn't get hurt. And Breland's going to have a bounce-back year. I'm convinced of that. I've long liked Breland, but he was disappointing last season. It's a contract year for him. He's absolutely going to be better this year than last. He didn't spend the offseason upset. He hadn't been sucking on a lemon because Josh Norman was just signed. He's been in a good place mentally. I think he comes in ready to go.
Remember, wasn't getting along real well. He was at the center of that of one of the McLuhan-Bruce Allen incidents.
Good call.
Did not get along with the secondary coach very well at all. In fact, most of the guys didn't. So maybe that's a breath of fresh air. Contract year, everything else, you alluded to it.
What is your question? Redskins training camp starts Thursday. You desperately need an answer for. 800-636-1067. More Q's we'll give you A's to on the Fan.
17 weeks, 41 pounds down, and I'm maintaining the weight, GP. I am a graduate of EMP 180 Weight Loss. Still checking in now and again, time and time again, to make sure that I'm still kind of on track and I'm not ballooning back up. And I've been graduated for a couple weeks now. And again, I have maintained the weight. My goal was set, and I have met it. EMP 180 Weight Loss is the reason.
60 pounds down, EMP 180 Weight Loss. Not even a diet, it's a lifestyle change. They teach you how, with nutrition, with accountability, to live a healthier life. You lose weight, you get more confident, and you learn how to eat. You learn how to make decisions when you're on travel, when you're at a restaurant, what you can and can't eat, what your body needs, what it doesn't, how you can have the meals that you want occasionally and not have it catch up to you. That's what they do. They'll cater a program specifically to your needs. You just got to go in and get your consultation to get started. And today's a great day to make the call. EMP 180 Weight Loss.
It's hard. It absolutely is hard. That's why you need their help. Everybody's gotten to the point and then either given up or started over or kind of relapsed. They will figure out how to get you through it. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule a consultation today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.